Oh, you poor thing. Did you trip? Maybe you need some new glasses, babe.
Come on, guys. Let's go. We're gonna be late.
Just don't be in the way, nerd, and you won't trip again.
Logan, come on! Are you serious right now? I saw you. You were all over her. Just admit it.
You know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm done.
What?
I'm done.
You're breaking up with me.
You're so dramatic.
What do you mean I'm too dramatic? I'm too dramatic because I'm angry that you were flirting with another girl right in front of me.
You're just too jealous. I can't even do anything.
Babe, please, come on. Please, can we talk later?
Look, I'm gonna go back to the party. I'm so over this.
Why are you doing this? Oh my god. You scared me, freak. What are you doing here? No one is allowed up here. Logan said no one can go on the rooftop since the incident last summer when some idiot almost broke her neck trying to jump into the pool from here. Why am I here? Because I'm allowed. Was my boyfriend. Anyway, he won't care. And I don't care what he thinks because he's a jerk. Plus, I'm not drunk and I'm not about to jump off, am I? Although it does look tempting right now. Nothing. I said nothing. Go away! Why did you follow me? Are you some kind of stalker? Yeah, well, I'm fine. Perfectly fine. I don't seem fine. Did the tears streaming down my face give it away? What's wrong? Everything. Everything's damn wrong. My asshole boyfriend just dumped me. I had a big fight with one of my best friends. My dad's in the hospital for the third time this year. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing, and I know I'm not gonna graduate because I spend so much time trying to be the best cheerleader, best friend, and girlfriend. I didn't spend enough time studying. Why are you so quiet? Seriously, it's unsettling. I know what you're thinking anyway. You don't need to tell me. You're thinking, poor little rich girl playing the victim when there's so many people who have it way, way worse than her. Well, what are you thinking then? You feel for me? No way. It's just no way. Nah. Not after the way my friends and I treated you all these years. Like, why would you feel for me? You should hate me. I hate myself. Yeah, I do. Because I fail at everything. Relationships, friendships, school. I suck at life. I may look like I have it all figured out because I'm always smiling like the happy cheerleader that I am, but I'm not happy. I'm not. Wow. This is the first time I've said that out loud. How does it feel? What kind of stupid question is that? It feels, I don't know, good in a way. bad in another. Like, I feel sorry for myself, you know? I just don't get where I messed up. I tried to be perfect at everything. Tried to make everyone happy. And now, I'm the one who's not. My dad. He's okay. Kind of. He's literally just retired, so this should be the happiest, most relaxing time of his life, but nope. Life has a way of throwing stuff at people when they least expect it. He's been having issues with his stomach for a while, infections, and they keep coming back. So yeah, he's okay, but I'm worried, you know? Thanks. I hope you will. Yeah. Go on. Tell me what's on your mind. You're not happy either? Why not? You're a stellar student. You're on your way to an Ivy League college and a successful career. Yeah, people talk. We all know you got into Yale. Some of my friends are jealous, even. Of course, they'd never admit it. But that's not all. I mean, you're hot. In your own way. I mean, sure, you're a nerd and stuff, but you're far from unattractive. So what is it? What are you hiding? Your turn to spill. You struggle with anxiety? Well, you certainly don't show it. No, you always look so calm and collected. Like nothing can faze you. Yeah, I suppose you're just as good at hiding your true feelings as I am, huh? What are you so anxious about? Oh, I didn't realize. I mean, I know my friends can be jerks, but they don't mean it. They have their own shit going on, you know? Jody lost her little brother a year ago, and I don't know, she's been acting out since then. I think she's projecting her anger on people. Like it makes her feel powerful or something. It's stupid and mean, I know. But trust me, it's not about you. Like, you haven't even done anything wrong. Sorry, I know. I know what I'm saying isn't helpful. I guess I just feel the need to defend her because she's my friend, but go on, what else sucks about your life? Oh, really? Never, ever? How come? You're really cute. I don't get it. Huh. Right. So while I was busy training and wasting my time partying and pouring all my energy into pointless, toxic relationships, you were doing the opposite. Spending all your time studying and not experiencing all that other stuff you're supposed to do as a teen, huh? We're like opposites. It's kind of funny. So, what are you doing here anyway? At this party, I mean. Come on, tell me. We both know you don't have any friends here. Sorry, I didn't mean to say you don't have any friends, but like, these people are not your friends. You're here to get your phone back. Why does Logan have your phone? Are you kidding? He stole your phone because you wouldn't help him with his homework. But why would he need help anyway? He's been getting straight A's for the past few... Oh. You've been helping him this whole time, haven't you? Wow. I had no idea. So, why did you refuse to help him this time? He didn't want to pay you and tried to blackmail you? Oh, God. He spent all his money on alcohol for this party, that's probably why. Ugh. So have you got it back? Your phone? Oh yeah, he keeps his bedroom door locked. Doesn't want people getting frisky on his bed. Well, look, I know where the key is. I'll get it for you, okay? But you need to leave. He can't see you here or he'll freak out. Come on, wait for me outside the house. Here, found this phone in his bedside drawer, and it's clearly not his, so, yeah. Cool background, by the way. I'm not being sarcastic. I love One Piece. It's like my favorite anime. Who's your fave character? Mine is Chopper. He's just so cute. You're welcome. How can you repay me? It's fine. You don't need to repay me. You want to? I don't know if there's anything you could. Well, I may have an idea, but it's pretty stupid and probably too much. I was supposed to go to the prom with him. With Logan. I mean, that's obviously not gonna happen now, so... I don't have anyone to go with. Why you? That's the messed up part, I guess. Revenge. Clearly, Logan doesn't like you, so I think he'd be really pissed if I showed up with you. We don't have to pretend we're a couple. We can just go as friends, but... Really? You wouldn't mind faking it? Yeah, I guess it would have more impact if we went as a couple. Of course. It's the perfect revenge for you too. All right. Let's do it. Let's get revenge together. He's not gonna believe his eyes, I swear. Can you make sure you wear something nice? I mean, you're already cute as you are. It's just, might as well give him something extra to be jealous about, right? Okay. We have a deal. Come pick me up at 7 on Friday. I cannot wait to see the look on his face when he sees us together. Thanks for doing this. I owe you, nerd. See you Friday.